Get out of bed!
Get coffee!
Get juice!
Get toast!
Get some form of condiment!
Get interviews!
Get news!
Get music!
Get entertainment!
Get naked!
You're listening to
Get Cereal!
Good morning, Melbourne!
Good morning! We hope you're getting up, having a good weekend, enjoying that cold, cold weather.
It's pretty freezing, Sam.
It is pretty cold outside.
Yeah, but hopefully it'll turn to a nice day. It's kind of been all right for the past couple of days.
It hasn't been bad.
Yes.
And welcome to the very, very last episode of Get Cereal Saturdays here with Sam and Jules on Sin.
That will be it for us after this show. We will miss you. We hope you will miss us. Hopefully.
It's all right if you don't. That's fine.
Yeah.
We'll have
yeah.
new people next week.
Yeah,
fine.
Exactly.
We won't take it personally.
Yeah, our spot will be filled quickly as well, which is a shame. Well, I'm really excited for this show because I found out that First Dates is actually starting casting soon.
Hey,
yes, I'm going to be talking.
Why didn't I know about this, Sam?
I don't know why. I actually found it interesting that I jumped on this idea like straight away because I thought it'd be something that you would be, you know, like a hot topic for you.
I feel there's a bit of a story in that one coming up.
Yeah.
Hey, well, Sam, it's also in Australia at least, but not overseas just yet. It is Bastille Day.
Ew.
Bit of a French for your Saturday morning.
Oh, that is gorgeous. Bastille Day. What does Bastille Day really celebrate?
The storming of the Bastille. So the prison.
The prison.
Yeah, a bit of a history lesson there.
Tell me more.
I'll tell you a bit more, but we have got a bit of French music. But now here's a bit of Ocean Alley, a cover of Players. This is Baby Come Back. Sam, have you been watching Ninja Warrior?
I don't understand what you mean by watching. I thought it was
participating.
I think I'm thinking of the game. You know, like the game Ninja, the Fruit Ninja.
I have no idea what that is.
You know how it's got the fruit throwing up and you cut them? I thought that's what Ninja Warrior was. Okay, tell me.
All right, this is a conversation for off air.
Okay,
but
what is Ninja Warrior?
You'll have to fill me in later.
Yes.
About this fruit throwing. But Ninja Warrior is a obstacle course. It's kind of like, you know, it's on TV, so it's televised, and you see a whole bunch of usually athletes go and do an obstacle course. It's quite difficult. They have to jump around. They have to climb up ropes. They have to jump over water. You know, it's quite difficult in terms of the endurance, the strength, all that sort of stuff. And you tend to see a lot of people that are quite at the top of their game, of their fitness. But then there's also been a few celebrities thrown into the mix this year to get those ratings up there on TV.
Oh, lovely, lovely.
So one of the celebrities that was included was one of the Red Wiggles.
Oh, the Red Wiggle.
Not one of the only.
The new one or the previous one that
His name is Simon Price, so I think he's relatively new.
I think he must be the new generation.
Yes. Mm. And then we also had the notorious party boy, Corey Worthington.
Oh, I'm sure we all remember him.
10 years ago, he wore those hideous yellow sunglasses.
Yeah, with his, you know, surfer boy hair and his, you know,
peroxide.
I couldn't care attitude.
Devil may care.
Yeah. I like that. I like that. How's he going with that?
Well, he actually didn't do too badly, but he did get disqualified for touching the water. Oh. So, Sam, I suppose myself along with the rest of Australia, we're thinking to ourselves, we want this guy to fail in Ninja Warrior.
I feel like, because he irritates so many people that watching somebody like him fail is an enjoyment.
So who would you like to see, Sam, fail at Ninja Warrior? Who's maybe someone's got a bit too much of an ego, you know, maybe someone that doesn't need to have their ego inflated anymore?
I actually thought about this before, and so I have a little bit of a short list, but I think the person that is on the top of my list, Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Because, okay, number one, it would be funny for him to do something athletic.
Oh, yes.
Because I just don't think he'd be able to do much, and it'd be really funny to watch him fall on his face. And it's humiliating, and it would just kind of bring him down a notch, but I bet he'd probably just pay someone to do the course for him.
Just wear a suit
looking mask like him or something.
Amazing.
Yeah.
He can't talk his way out of that one.
No.
Along a similar vein, Sam, a politician that I definitely would like to see, Barnaby Joyce.
Yes.
He's got a bit of a comeback tour coming on with his new baby,
yes.
new partner.
Yes.
He's been reinvigorated. So I'd like to, I think a lot of Australia would like to see him crash and burn.
Yeah. Speaking of Australian political figures, I thought Tony Abbott as well.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, maybe he'd refresh himself at the end with a nice onion.
Oh, yes. Get a bit of sustenance. Yeah. Or even beforehand. Surely it's good for a bit of
Or during. I don't know if he can go with one arm. He's kind of athletic, though. I feel like he wouldn't do too bad.
Okay. About John Howard and he's got a bit of exercise going on.
Oh, his eyebrows would keep him up for most of it. He'd be fine. He'd be fine.
Guys, let us know. Who would you like to see fail at Ninja Warrior? And it'd be an absolute delight to see on your screen. Hit us up. Tweet us at Get Cereal.
Get popcorn.
Get streaming.
Get watching.
Get on the couch.
With Sam. Yes, it is time to get on the couch. And this week I looked at a classic TV series.
Where is she being, Serena? And who am I? That's not a secret I'll never tell. You know you love me. XOXO. Gossip Girl.
I'm so glad you chose Gossip Girl!
I know!
Yes! Something I can talk about for once!
I know. I finally caved in after lots of convincing. I've never been someone to watch Gossip Girl.
Sam? It's 10 years old.
I know.
It came out in 2008.
I never watched it. I never, ever watched it.
Welcome to the year of Fallout Boy, the year of everyone taking up Twilight.
Oh, yeah.
The year of everyone migrating from MySpace to Facebook.
I've just jumped back 10 years.
Yes.
Yes.
It's been a decade, Sam.
Well, I jumped back 10 years, and then I think I jumped forward about 4 years because I watched the first episode, the pilot episode, and then the last episode.
Bit of a contrast.
Yeah, just to see whether I could piece everything together.
And,
spoiler ahead. Spoilers.
Oh, well, Sam, it's been out for a few years. It's fine.
If you are someone who has never watched Gossip
Girl, switch
off
and please come back.
Yes, yes, definitely. Well, So the reason why I've done this is so that I could piece it all together. And I had a lot of difficulty doing that. I knew who Gossip Girl was, so I watched the first episode. I thought it was fun. I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this is where you get Pretty Little Liars from. It kind of leads into that. And then I started thinking, okay, how can these school kids get away with this? Like, Chuck is a dangerous person. Blair is self-absorbed,
mm-hmm.
A self-absorbed B, as they call her,
mm-hmm.
Just because her name
Queen
starts with B.
Yeah.
But yeah, yeah. Serena, I think she's oblivious and kind of stupid, and she doesn't see what's going on. And the whole I'm changing act is kind of boring.
What about the last episode of season 6? What do you think of Serena then?
It just made no sense to me. It felt like their characters really didn't change that much at all, but I haven't watched the bits in between.
She's quite complex.
So, okay, watching the last episode, I'm like, okay, somebody died. I don't know who died. And then Blair and Chuck got married. I just think that's a messed up pair. And then Serena ends marrying...
That is, we need a whole hour show at least to unpack that relationship.
I know. And Serena marries Dan, who is Gossip Girl. And I just think, why would you marry someone who
Sam, you can't have an opinion on this because you haven't watched it all.
Oh, my God. I just don't understand. I don't get it. Like, okay, I'm someone that, like, yes, I watch Pretty Little Liars. Yes, I enjoy this sort of cliche sort of stuff. But I just never got into Gossip Girl and I don't think I ever will.
You've got to give it some time. The pilot didn't get you in?
Not really. Like, it was all right. But I think there's things I'd rather watch.
It was iconic for its time. You know, the fact that they got to get away with having, you know, drinks delivered to their school, the amazing uniform they wore, all the different parties that they got up to, the conniving little things that they did.
If there's actually school kids in New York that get away with this stuff, I would be, like, worried because these kids are... Yeah, not socially okay.
Look, they look about 30, so I don't think it's accurate. But
it's like Pretty Little Liars. Yeah, they're meant to be like 14, but they dress, you know, like they're 20-year-olds going out for the night.
Look,
know?
Sam, on behalf of all the Melburnians currently listening that are furious with you right now, please give it some time. I guarantee there are plenty of episodes to catch up on. You will be hooked. Sam, when did you ruin the moment? That is the question I am asking all of Melbourne right now because I had a bit of an interesting encounter earlier in the week.
Oh, my God. Okay, spill.
Okay. So I was going to see a show And Sam, you were actually part of this group. But
yes, I was.
Before you got there, Sam, I thought I was going to be early to meet the group that I'd arranged to go and see this cabaret show.
Ooh.
So I'm walking down, going down the alley, you know, very hashtag Melbourne, through the alleyways to meet up with friends. And then I see this couple at the end of the alleyway and I thought, that's interesting. Cool. Maybe they're here to see the show. No.
No.
I actually recognise one of them.
Oh, no.
It's my friend. I was like, oh, great.
Oh, good, good.
Awesome.
Like, oh, hey, how you going?
She's here early too. Okay, great. We can have an awesome chat. Then I was like, who's that guy standing next to her? So I walk over very slowly and then I suddenly realise, Sam, I think I've interrupted something.
Oh, no. Oh, was he, like, facing away from you or something? Was he like, oh, I'm just going to walk away and bail?
I think he was genuinely hoping that there could have been something, you know, developing between them before.
Oh, no. You know, and you walked in. You're like, hi.
Hi, guys. How are you? How's work? What have you been doing since that one time I met you? Sorry, what's your name? Hey.
Oh, no. Was this friend like, hi? Or was she like, hi, yeah, okay, bye?
She was super happy to see me, which was good because, you know, we'd arranged to be there. Mm. So as soon as he wandered off, I was like, I'm really sorry. And she goes, Julia, you could have ruined that moment for me. That could have been.
No.
That could have been a bit of a.
So this was somebody, a part of the group as well. So you had to spend the rest of the night with this person. And this person was like, thanks for that.
I could have ruined a big moment for her, but maybe I could have done her a favour if it hadn't worked out with him.
Exactly, exactly.
And she spilled all the details later and filled me in. But I was like, maybe I could have worked my timing a bit better, Sam.
Maybe. Or you could have just ignored it and just walked past. But then again, would that seem rude? And you could have been like, oh, no, I was doing you a favour. And she would have been like, oh, yeah.
No, I surely wouldn't have snubbed my friend. But, Sam, have you ever ruined the moment for somebody else?
I haven't for somebody else, but for myself. Okay, this is quite an interesting story. I know, it was sad. I went on this really beautiful date at this Italian restaurant. We had pasta. It was freezing cold outside. And, like, I was really keen on this guy. And when we were walking out, when I'm cold, like, I shake a lot, and I think I'd had too much pasta, and I wasn't really feeling the best. So I had a stomach full of pasta, I was shaking, I was embarrassed, and I was, like, really nervous. And what happened is I threw up in the front of someone's garden. All, like, half of the pasta. I had eaten too much pasta, and I think I'm a very throw-uppy person, so that's normal for me.
Did you still have company at this stage?
Yes, that was that, and in front of him, and I had to buy a toothbrush on the way back to his so that we could continue being together. Yeah. I know, to this day.
Have
he remembers that. Yeah. Well, we dated for a while, which was okay.
Excellent.
So I still managed to seal the deal, but it did ruin the moment. And he was like, no, don't kiss me.
Well, maybe there's still hope for my friend then. I haven't ruined everything for her.
Yeah.
Hit us up at Get Cereal. You can tweet us. Let us know, when did you ruin the moment? Are you feeling as guilty as maybe I have been this week?
Julia, how am I going to phrase this? Do you use a car sharing service, not sponsored by, but something like Uber? I'm just going to go out and say it.
Car sharing.
Do you use carpooling or car sharing services?
Let's go ride sharing.
Ride sharing services.
Yeah. Yes, I do.
On the regular?
Yeah, pretty regular. I try to avoid it because it can be quite costly.
Do you have interesting chats with people?
With the drivers?
Yeah.
Sometimes. Sometimes I cannot be bothered because I'm exhausted. And I would just appreciate if they didn't ask me any questions and I didn't ask any questions and we both give each other 5 stars and we move on.
See, I'm the same way. I like a little bit of chats, but not too much.
Depends what my mood is, really.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. But I'm someone that I like that. Oh, how's your day been? When are you working till? What do you do?
Oh, no.
Like that sort of.
Once you get into the what do you do, that can be a 20-minute conversation.
Oh, well, I always just keep it quite simple. And then after that, I don't like to really chat that much. But Well,
they're like, I'm an accountant. You're like, great.
Yeah.
End of conversation.
And you're like, cool, that's all I need to know. I'm just being polite. I don't really care. Just being polite. Well, this one Uber driver that, well, because you were saying before going to the cabaret show, I was going along as well. As you know, I was late for a particular reason. I had to hurry there, so I got in an Uber. And I had this conversation with this guy who was telling me he was a mortgage broker. He gave me rude and unwanted career advice. He told me about his family, told me about his life, told me about wars in Turkey where he was from and his family still is. And I just the whole time was like, And I felt like I was being rude.
Because you weren't contributing?
Yes. But I just sat there.
He just wanted an audience.
He did. For half an hour and talked about himself. And I thought, okay, don't really want the career advice. Thanks. But, yeah. And I like, I hope I don't seem rude with that. But if you're an Uber driver out there or if you're somebody who does ride sharing, maybe just have little bits of conversation. Don't give your whole life story to a stranger because I didn't ask, didn't want to know.
Make it more of a dialogue than than a monologue.
Yeah, ask me about myself maybe or, you know, make it like a conversation. If I'm going, yeah, maybe stop talking.
Did you give him one star?
No, I five-starred him. I'm just such a pushover. I felt rude for not contributing, and I five-starred him. But I went, oh, whatever. I just wanted to get out. I was so stressed. I didn't want to have any conversation with him.
All right, fair.
Well, hit us up. Tell us your worst ride-sharing experience if you're a driver or if you are a passenger at Get Serial on Facebook. You can tweet us or you can just try and hit us up on Instagram either way. For dummies.
That's right. It is the time of the week, the last time we're ever going to be playing Sports for Dummies.
The last time I will be a dummy. Actually, probably not the last time. I'll continue to be a dummy, but publicly humiliated as a dummy.
Well, each week, Sam, what we do is we look at a sport. Mm-hmm. And Sam, who knows not a lot about sport, her own admission, has to explain what she is seeing in front of her with a little video clip.
Okay.
So this week, the final one, I am going to let you press the button and tell us everything that you're seeing on the screen.
Okay, here we go. Oh, yep. All right. You chose AFL. So something I know absolutely nothing about. I know that Carlton and Richmond are playing. Richmond is... Oh, now the score's changed. Richmond is 14, Carlton is 30. So we're partway through a game. It was like 10 minutes in. And then... Oh, okay, now we swapped to a different sport. Is that normal? We keep going to a different sport. Now we've got basketball. So now I have to talk about all of them. Oh, my God. I have no idea what I am doing. So this is basketball. It's for... now we're at soccer. Now we're at soccer. Okay, so now I seem so stupid. So we've got green and red players. They kind of look like Christmas colours. I think it's Russia and KSA. I don't know what KSA is. Kaz something. Mm-hmm. I have no idea.
Now what do we see?
Oh, yes. We have ping pong, table tennis. Oh my God. Okay, yeah, so we've got two.
Do these clips look familiar to you, Sam?
They do. I feel like it's a mixture of all of the sports that I have looked at so far. And now we have Neopets. We have Neopets. That's the best type of sport. We've got the monkey...
volleyball.
Monkey volleyball. I forgot what it's actually called, but you have to try to get the ball over the net. The red player was really struggling. The blue player is doing really well. It's two, the blue team to one, the red team. So blue is winning at the moment. We're at round one. I wonder how many rounds there are.
And out of all the sports that you've currently seen on the screen, we've had AFL, we've had soccer, we have had
basketball. Table tennis.
And now we have Neopets volleyball.
Yes.
What has been your favourite to commentate?
Neopets volleyball. I feel like because it's a game, I can really connect with it. But like when it's a sport, I don't know. I really struggle. It's
Congratulations, Sam. You have made it to the end of Sports for Dummies.
Thank God. I know that was awful. I'm so sorry. I'm not a sport commentator, but I would love to actually see if I could get a job doing it and just standing there being like, they're kicking the ball and see if people would actually...
employ you?
Yeah.
Probably not, to be honest, if there's other people out there.
Could be a sport comedian. I could be on those shows and be like, oh, yeah, kick the ball.
Have you learnt anything, Sam, from watching all these sports and being forced to sit down and look at them?
That I surprisingly know a lot about bouldering, so types of rock climbing.
That was surprising last week.
Yes, and that I probably would watch lawn bowls.
Really? But
that would be the only thing.
Why don't you watch paint dry?
Well, I feel like lawn bowls are a bit quicker than paint.
Okay.
I would enjoy it more. I feel like it's a more of a relaxing sport. And that's one that I'd probably get involved in.
So. RSLs across Melbourne, be prepared. Sam will be hitting you up this week.